The community down there in Grange showed great community spirit. They had concerns about works that was happening on the bridge, and I'm glad to see now this mean that that the council have noted that. And from here, talking to the residents down there on the bridge last night, what they're going to do is they're going to set up a committee. They're hoping to go back and talk to the council again on what the proposal was at the very beginning, to put a footbridge inside on the lands there, one side of the bridge. So that's the proposal and that's the hope. The works have stopped. That's welcomed by the residents. That's welcomed by myself as well. And I think now we have an opportunity for a clean sheet and for a committee to be set up and for us to go back and negotiate once and for all with the council. And remember, we all need now to be working for the benefit of the people. That's what we're elected for as councillors. That's what the council is there for. And I think now there's an opportunity here for to put this behind us and look to the future and try and out come up with another alternative to putting the footpath on the bridge.
And clearly there is a willingness there from Sligo County Council to talk to residents.
Well, I'm hoping that willingness is there. As I says, what happened in the past, there's been, as I says, bridge over troubled waters, that's over and done with. Let's move on. There's a community down there. They're willing to work with Sligo County Council. I think that there is a way forward that will benefit the council, benefit us, and benefit the residents that live down there. And that's the most important thing. And I think at the end of the day, there's a strong community spirit down there. They had concerns, and I'm delighted to see that the council have taken on them concerns now. So I think that we need to move forward as a group. The residents, the council, and the councillors all need to work together now on this. And as we have the opportunity now, let's do it.